Well, that's poetic.
It's also true. So what I'm saying here is that the faster an energy vibrates, the faster it is going to vibrate.
In other words, things speed up.
And then they slow down. Ever it has been, ever it shall be. This is the cycle of life.
Okay, I see this, I understand it. But what does this have to do with God and me in my daily life?
Remember when I said earlier that the God in whom you believe isn't real? That the God in whom you believe is made up?
Yeah, and I was pretty startled when you made that comment.
Yet it's true. Yesterday's God is a God you created out of thin air, having nothing to do with ultimate reality. What I'm explaining now is ultimate reality, a little of it anyway, so that you can begin to understand, begin to grasp the complexity of the whole system. Hang in there, because after you hear this, you'll never be able to think of God in the same way again.
Okay, I'm with you.
Good. Now, to pick up where I left off. All energy is self-aware, but not all energy is aware that it is self-aware.
I beg your pardon?
All of life, down to the tiniest particle, contains intelligence. This basic intelligence is built in. It is a cellular encoding. Because that is true, these tiny particles move in ways that make sense. Their movement produces a specific and predictable outcome. This outcome is called life. At the macro level, it's called the cosmology of the universe. At the micro level, it's called particle physics, superstring theory, and so forth.
And somewhere in the middle, there's us.
Now you're with me, yes. Some of you call this built-in intelligence the survival instinct. All of your laws of physics and its predictability have been based on the understanding at which you have just arrived. Now comes an interesting twist. At a certain point in the process of evolution, life energy becomes aware that it is aware of itself.
That's a big event, yes?
You bet. It's life becoming aware of what life is in its present form. It is supremely impacting because it produces what I call the separation phenomenon. This is when an element of life first has the idea that it is separate from God. It is the first pivotal moment, the moment when an energy unit becomes conscious of itself as a part of the system rather than as the system itself. Its identity as part of the system soon expands into a thought that it is separate from the system.
Uh-oh.
Yes. It is the mother of all uh-ohs. Actually, that's true, literally, because it gives birth to the next emerging process of life. Chaos.
Chaos? As in chaos theory?
Exactly. The thought of being something other than the system is what brings chaos to life.
Wow, you're making physics relevant here. This is great. So go on. How does the idea of separation from the all create chaos in the system?
While a unit of energy becomes self-aware, it is losing its awareness of the larger system of which it is a part. Its intelligence, which is really the intelligence of the system, is now experienced as its own intelligence. An example of this is what's occurring right now.
It is?
Yes.
In what way?
You think this is you talking, and really this is me. Part of you thinks that this explanation right now is something that is coming from your intelligence, and it is not, and could not be, because you don't know any of this. Yet because it came through you, you think it belongs to you. You think it is yours, and really, it is ours.
You're right. Sometimes I do think this is all coming from me. Even when I know better, I sometimes think that.
Don't feel bad. It's natural. I'm explaining to you here just how natural it is. It's part of how life works. And of course, the intelligence is coming from you. It's coming from the part of you that is me. Me. That is, it's coming from the system of which you are an intrinsic part.